some people go to the movies to have fun. Others take in a ball game. For some dedicated musicians, a good time is hours in the recording studio. Every week, as many as 20 different groups across the country compete in an online battle of the bands at songfight.org. Tomorrow night, the groups compete live in Seattle. KUOW's Derek Wong explains what songfighting is all about.
The five members of Clown Hole are gathered in the basement of a house in Woodinville, surrounded by amps and high-tech recording gear. Between shots of tequila and some noodling around on their instruments, they're preparing their entry for Songfight Live.
So, Brian, do you have any preference for what type of a song it should be, considering that you have lyrics written?
Nope.
Songfighting started on the web more than 3 years ago at songfight.com. Here's how it works. A secret source decides the title, the groups write a song with that title, and upload it onto the site. Anyone who logs on can vote for their favorite. Whoever gets the most votes is that week's champion. For the live competition, the song fighters have been given the title Unless I Change My Mind. To write the song, Clown Hole first starts with the music. This night, guitarist Jim Anderson has come up with a punk rock riff that will run through most of the song. As the musicians play their instruments, drummer Ralph Barron contributes an up-tempo beat. Across town, Clown Hole's rival Octothorpe is taking more of an assembly line approach, mainly because only one of the three members is a musician. He writes the music, another sings, and Aaron Ondeck writes the lyrics.
It's called Unless I Change My Mind, and it goes, "My pink tail swishing in the breeze, I laugh with a springtime ease. I lounge all day having pork hind fun. What to do when nothing can be done?"
Pork sign?
I don't know.
Octothorpe's musician is Ray Freeman, who also runs the Songfight website. He says the most popular band isn't necessarily writing the best music.
It's a sort of a long-time Songfight legend that the bands who are critically acclaimed on the website aren't going to win. So it's a tough question in terms of who are you trying to please, you know? And we got it right if we like it.
Freeman seems to like this week's lyrics. He leads singer John Ambrose Savage through the final piece.
My pigtail swish in the breeze. I laugh with springtime ease. I lounge all day having more time fun. What to do when nothing can be done?
Back in Woodinville, Clown Hole has come up with a very different sounding song.
Go, Jeff!
And it's all for bragging rights. There's no money to win, no guaranteed record contract. For Clown Hole, a mix of high-tech workers and high school friends, it's mainly a way to have fun. Drummer Ralph Farron and bassist Jeff Bowden.
What the hell else would we do? I mean, it's not like we don't spend enough time together at work.
We joke around about it
because we actually spend a lot more time together than we do with our families.
And this is so unpleasant to do all this, drinking and playing music and
stuff. The drinking and playing music and stuff starts tomorrow night at Finn McCool's Ale House. More than 10 bands from around the country will be performing, and for many, it'll be the first time they'll compete face-to-face. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.
KUOW News and information coming up on Morning Edition, a profile of America's first